future is now. And welcome to the SVK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name is Charles Story. I'll be your host the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the city of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. So let's kick it off. Bitcoin is currently trading at $6,339, down 0.5% in the last 24 hours. Ethereum is currently trading at $197. That's down 0.5% as well. We have Ripple currently trading at 44 cents, which is up 0.5%. Bitcoin Cash currently trading at $417. That's down 0.5%. And we have EOS currently trading at $5.13, down 1% in the last 24 hours. I want to give a special shout out to one of the best performing projects in the last 24 hours, which was Pundi X, currently trading at 1.5 cents. It is up 12%. So big shout out to the team there for outperforming the market. Talking about the market cap is currently $203 billion. It'll be interesting to see if this goes below the $200 billion market cap level. That would be interesting. That's when things, I think we'll start seeing a lot of buying when that happens, and we'll be waiting to see if it does. Now, remember, this is not financial trading advice, just our in-house view here at SVK Crypto. Bitcoin's dominance is currently 54.1%. As we know, when the market cap is down, Bitcoin's dominance is normally at its strongest. The last 24-hour trading volume in the crypto space was $10.2 billion. So volumes are really not increasing. We're not seeing a lot of action here. And if anything, we're actually seeing volumes dip in the last 48 hours. So that's something also to watch out for. All right, with that in mind, let's get down to business. Let's find out what people are talking about, what's making the market move, what you need to know. So let's get down to business and let's get into it. Ripple hires former Google executive as VP of products. So blockchain payment startup Ripple Labs has hired former Google executive Amir Sahangi as its vice president of products, according to his LinkedIn profile. Amir joined Ripple this month after departing his role leading Google's director of messaging product management and partnerships, a post held since September 2015. With previous experience at notable firms including Vodafone and Deloitte, Amir joined Google when it acquired a startup he'd founded back in 2015 called Jibe Mobile. Now, Jibe Mobile was a provider of rich communication services, RCS, an alternative to traditional SMS messaging that provides enhanced features. So Amir will now lead the efforts to develop Ripple's global payments network, RippleNet, according to a Reuters report released today. So the term RippleNet covers the firm's several blockchain-based payment products, which are aimed to provide near real-time settlement to banks and other financial institutions. While most clients do not use the XRP cryptocurrency that Ripple has had a significant role in developing. It was announced in October that several clients are now using the token. The news marks the second hire from an internet giant by Ripple in recent months. In July, the company tapped former Facebook executive Kahina as its new senior vice president, SVP of business and corporate development. Last week, Ripple's head of information security, Suraj, left the company to join a startup called Harbor, a compliance platform for issuers of security tokens. Interesting to see security tokens coming up, and it's interesting to see that someone left from Ripple Labs to pursue that. We haven't really seen the security token effects play through. A lot of people believe it's going to be the next big wave. It'll be security tokens, or commonly known as STOs. We're yet to see that play out. So I'm really excited because I know a lot of people are preparing for that, and a lot of different companies are preparing as well. So it'll be interesting to see how this develops. And I think Ripple has a strong position in the market because they have a huge war chest. They go around, they hire the top people in these different firms. They pay them way more money than they're earning. But the fact is, you need great people to build great things. And I'm saying it, like, Ripple are hiring some very talented people out there. So with a pool of talent like they're amassing, it'll be interesting to see the products and the execution change a little bit in Ripple and see how they position themselves for the next run-up. So this caught my attention today. This new Ethereum software client is built with enterprises in mind. So Enterprise Ethereum may have just received a shot in the arm. Revealed exclusively to media sources, Pantheon, which is a suite of Ethereum-based services built by Pegasus, a 50-strong engineering team at the Ethereum design studio Consensus, setting it apart from the other enterprise versions of the second largest blockchain. Pantheon has an Apache 2.0 open source software license rather than the more restrictive general public license, GPL, and it uses Java at its base level programming language. Those are important features for an enterprise perspective. Using the Java programming language invites a huge coder community and lots of useful tools. Moreover, changing to the Apache 2.0 license allows businesses to own and monetize the intellectual property they create when building on top of Ethereum. When I used to work on the consulting side of the house at Consensus, basically legal departments would just throw up a roadblock if you try to use a GPL in production. Faisal Khan, head of strategy and business development at Pegasus, told media sources. So explaining the impetus to create Pantheon Core, Khan said there weren't really a client or protocol that was building for both the needs of the Ethereum public chain community and also focusing on the standards being pushed by the Enterprise Ethereum Alliance, the EEA. So released today at DevCon, the annual gathering of Ethereum developers, Pantheon will begin by plugging into standard Ethereum applications programming interfaces, APIs, and Ethereum Virtual Machines, EVMs, calls, Khan said. It will also slot in place of other clients like Geth, a tool for running an Ethereum node in the Go language, and Parity, an Ethereum client written in another programming language altogether called Rust. A full enterprise Pantheon release scheduled for early next year. You'll have enhanced privacy features and permissioning controls, which are paramount to regulated business like banks and financial service firms. So these things you can currently only do through Quorum, for the most part, Khan said, referring to the privacy-centric blockchain platform built by JP Morgan. Pantheon is working collaboratively with the Wall Street Bank or banks in this area, he added. So this is interesting. Stepping back, there have been many attempts in the past to bring Ethereum under the Apache license, such as abortive efforts coordinated by the Ethereum and Hyperledger communities. Back at beginning of 2017, to incorporate the C++ Ethereum client under more permissive licensing, a version of Ethereum did later make it onto Hyperledger. And Apache, in the form of the open source Burrow blockchain, contributes by distributed ledger technology, DLT, builder Monax. More recently, though, the Ethereum and Hyperledger connection has been strengthened by advancements and implementation known as Sawtooth, and also recent announcements about the Hyperledger Foundation and EEA working together. Khan agreed that Sawtooth and Burrow have benefited from combining Ethereum's extensive developer community with some Hyperledger's permissioning features, while also meeting enterprise needs under Apache. So we want to provide like a fully Ethereum-based alternative, he said. Khan pointed out that current licensing of Ethereum has not stopped people from building tools and even going towards production, as demonstrated by many EEA members. But using Apache license gives people the ability to create a model that integrates with or sits on top of Pantheon and then basically can give you a license that can create a business model around that, which we think is pretty powerful incentive, he said. It's interesting. It's interesting what these guys are doing. I think it's really, I love it all. I love competition. I love different protocols working hard. I love the community aspect and all the different protocols out there, whether it's Ethereum, whether it's EOS, whether it's Bitcoin. I think it's amazing. I think it's amazing how a collective group of people come together and they're really looking to push the technology forward. And it doesn't matter if one person is ahead, because that's helping everyone by pushing the boats out, by helping and encouraging mass adoption, which is what we so need and what is going to also bring in institutional capital along with some of the other barriers and blockades there. But listen, it's a time. It's not if, it's when. And I'm a firm believer of that.
All right, how are we looking for time? Okay, we're cool. So PayPal and Stripe block Gab. So over the past 2 days, the Gab social network has been no platforms by a handful of mobile app stores, web hosting providers, and payment processors in response to the murder of 11 people at a synagogue in Pittsburgh. The suspect in the mass shooting was a user of the service, which reportedly has been cooperating with investigators. PayPal and rival payment processor Stripe have blocked Gab's ability to receive funds since the shooting, even though they did not take similar action against Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube after it was revealed they had enabled terrorist groups to react and recruit new members on their own platforms. However, as a much smaller social network, Gab, which has publicly condemned the Pittsburgh atrocity, is not being given the same benefit of the doubt by Silicon Valley. In response, noted social media influencer Cobra has called on freedom-loving cypherpunks and others in the Bitcoin community to stand behind Gib or Gab. Interesting name, by the way. Very interesting. So he's trying to build a community behind that. Other news, Chinese TV show promotes mastering Bitcoin. So a program on CCTV2, which is one of the main channels over there, the economy-focused channel of state broadcaster China Central Television, recently recommended Andreas Antonopoulos' book, Mastering Bitcoin. According to the local media reports, developments in the Chinese cryptocurrency community usually draw a lot of attention beyond the border of the world's second biggest economy, which is home to numerous Bitcoin miners and investors, and this was no exception. So controversy has erupted over the claims that the program apparently changed the book's title in Chinese to mention blockchain instead of Bitcoin. This has driven speculation among commentators about how the TV show might reflect the Chinese government's current thoughts about the two terms. But beyond the title, the actual content of the book does not appear to have changed, according to Anton Antonopoulos, who cited local sources. Super interesting. It's interesting to see how they've kind of spun it around back on blockchain. It goes back to the famous thing Jamie Dimon said. It was like, you know, Bitcoin bad, blockchain good. And it really has stuck in with a lot of different countries where cryptocurrency or the coin, the token, that's deemed as bad, but the underlying technology itself is deemed as good, which is quite strange because you can't really have one without the other. Anyway, I think it's great for China that they're working their way back into adopting blockchain, which is a start, and then cryptocurrency. And by the way, they never stopped. Adopting blockchain. It was just that no one was really sure what the deal was with Bitcoin. Anyway, listen, myself and Shane Kehoe, co-founder of SVK Crypto, have to roll down to the cryptocurrency forum. It's known as CC Forum in Westminster. He's actually going to be moderating a panel there. So it's going to be super exciting. We've got a roll. We're on the move, man. We're on the fly. Always creating cool content. Listen, that's a wrap. I got to bounce. Thank you for your time and attention as always. And remember to join us on Telegram, SVK Crowd. Hit us up on Twitter at SVK_crypto. And feel free to email myself, cstory, C-S-T-O-R-R-Y, at svkcrypto.com. That's a wrap, and I got to bounce.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.